This is KCUR 89.3. A new poll from Harvard University shows that 40% of young voters are likely to vote in the upcoming midterms. That's twice the number of 18 to 29-year-olds who typically turn out in off-year elections. Since 1986, it's been no more than 20%. KCUR's Laura Ziegler found a group of Kansas City fraternity brothers who gives us a snapshot of this heightened engagement, as well as hope for a more civil dialogue in this contentious political season.
I'm going to start with UMKC political science professor Elizabeth Venami to provide some context. She studies voting behavior and says registrations are up in general for one big reason.
You know, in a word, the reason is Trump.
She says that political scientists talk about voting as a habit, something you just think about when elections come around. The tricky thing about predicting behavior among young voters, she said at a recent political forum, is that they just haven't lived through that many elections.
And so for people who don't have that habit, it takes a little bit more motivation for them to show up.
At Crow's Coffee Shop, just off the campus of University of Missouri, Kansas City, I met up with a group of students to talk about elections and voting among their peers. They're fraternity brothers at UMKC, two white guys and one who identifies as a Latino. They're all passionate about politics and very motivated to engage this midterm season. Angela Pacheco found himself inspired by the gun activists after the shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I went to the March for Our Lives event down in Wyandotte County, Kansas.
Pacheco's an 18-year-old freshman, neatly dressed in a white button-down shirt. A gold tie clip holds his red tie in place.
They asked who here does not agree with us. I proudly raised my hand and said, I do not agree with you guys, but those young people are very, very passionate and they're going to get out to vote for sure.
And that's a good thing, he says, even though his position on guns is different.
I believe that, oh boy, November 12th is my birthday. I will turn 19. I will be concealed carrying, and I will protect myself. I will protect people around me.
Pacheco's major's business and entrepreneurship. He plans to get into renewable energy to own a lot of companies. He supports Donald Trump because he believes the White House is responsible for our booming economy.
If you want to change that, vote for the Democrats. If you want to keep that going, vote for the Republicans.
This gets a friendly chuckle from Pacheco's two fraternity brothers around the table. Polls indicate Trump's approval rating among young voters is below 30%. Nick Coffey is a shaggy-headed blonde senior in a UMKC sweatshirt. He registered Democrats in 2016 and supported Hillary Clinton. He says he's gotten more passionate about politics over the last couple of years.
Right now, we're kind of living in a time when young people are waking up and realizing that elections do have consequences, especially for our generation.
The issues that motivate him are climate change, immigration, and gun violence.
These are the issues that we're dealing with now that are going to impact our generation for years and years and years to come.
Spencer Morgan is a secondary education major who says he reads voraciously about politics and says he thinks there's one big issue motivating a lot of millennials this year.
I think the medical marijuana thing is going to get a lot of people to come out to vote. I think not unanimously, but widely accepted by my generation.
Morgan didn't like either Clinton or Trump in 2016. He cast what he calls a protest vote for a third-party candidate who he knew wouldn't win. He says he's still disillusioned.
If I'm going to be honest, I'm not very motivated to vote. I'm only doing it because I think it's a right and I think it's a good thing that we have in this country, but I feel like it doesn't have the amount of power that people think it has.
So Morgan's also getting involved in rallies, protests, and grassroots community organizing. These students agree that most young people are on the same side when it comes to social and cultural issues.
You know, marriage equality or fair treatment of LGBT people, the way that the police treat the minorities, just to name a few.
Abortion is an exception. A 2018 survey from the Public Religion Research Institute shows young people with changing views of the issue tend to move in favor of abortion rights, but the issue remains very divisive. But Coffey believes there's more that unites than divides the electorate, and that his generation's engagement could be the catalyst for a more civil political landscape in the future.
I hope that we can get back to what the differences between the Republican and the Democratic parties used to be, which is size of government and spending and whatnot. So though it may seem like it in the moment right now, I think that we're headed in a positive direction.
But here's the thing these guys all know. In spite of the polls, the excitement, and the engagement, none of it matters. Unless young voters actually go to the polls, something we won't know until after the election. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.